And from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The University of Missouri's Board of Curators has voted unanimously to revoke an honorary degree it granted to Bill Cosby. University System President Moon Choi recommended that the board strip the comedian of a doctorate in humane letters he received in 1999. Choi cited allegations from several women that Cosby sexually assaulted them, and he says Cosby's actions do not reflect the university's values. The university said at least 25 other colleges and universities across the country have withdrawn honorary degrees and honors from Cosby since the sexual assault accusations became public. The Missouri Faculty Council recommended in November of 2015 that curators revoke Cosby's degree. It was the first time the university has ever revoked an honorary degree. Missouri Senate members are taking the next 2 weeks to plan their next move after the House passed a beefed-up abortion bill this week during the latest special session. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
While no one's tipping their hand, GOP Senate leaders are expected to spend the next 2 weeks securing enough votes to break an expected filibuster by Democrats. The main obstacle to garnering those votes is trying to track everyone down while the Senate is on a break. They're not expected back at the Capitol until sometime after July 4th. The minority party and some breakaway Republicans say the current special session is a waste of time and money and instead want to adjourn and go home. Meanwhile, Governor Eric Greitens is publicly praising the House for restoring items removed by the Senate. Those include giving the Attorney General primary authority to enforce the state's abortion laws and make it a crime for abortion clinic workers to interfere with emergency medical personnel. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Families and fans will be able to rent rooms in University of Missouri Columbia residence halls for football games and other campus events starting this fall. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that school leaders introduced the initiative yesterday to the Board of Curators at their Columbia meeting as a way to offset the financial burden of declining freshman enrollment. Due to the declining enrollment and a large projected dip this upcoming school year, university leaders have taken 7 residence halls offline and decided to explore the option of renting them out. A website went live on Wednesday that allows people to book 2-room, 4-bed suites for $120 per night. The rooms will be available only on weekends, and reservations must be made 48 hours before the stay. A judge is considering whether to revoke the bond of a Missouri sheriff facing 18 criminal charges and who is also under investigation in the unrelated death of a Tennessee inmate. The Southeast Missourian reports that Judge Gary Camp said yesterday that he expects to rule within days on the state's request that Corey Hutchison remain behind bars until his trial. Hutchison was arrested in April on counts alleging, among other things, that he handcuffed an innocent 77-year-old woman with such force that she suffered a heart attack. Although Hutchison was suspended after his arrest, prosecutors allege he was involved in a May 5th altercation at the Mississippi County Jail that led to the death of a 28-year-old inmate. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.